at that time, they were informed by Union Pacific that the cars that were involved in the derailment were of a hopper style type car, which means they weren't hauling anything of hazardous materials. There were no tanks. So most of those hoppers were carrying like a silicone sand type based material, so really non-hazardous. But we did find out there was a tanker in the water, but that tanker was only carrying soy oil at that time. So again, nothing that was hazardous or causing any harm to anybody. So there was no need to evacuate anybody. Any residents in the area were checked on, and their well-beings were all fine and in order.